Let's talk about Deere. Deere & Company initially released its results, and the reaction was fiercely negative in pre-market activity. Now the shares are up almost 5%. So was it a good report or a bad report? Here to explain it all for us is Karen Ubelhart. She is an industrials analyst for Bloomberg Intelligence. Karen, so what's the verdict here? Was this good or bad?
What I want to say is, wow, what a difference a month makes. When Cat reported issues with costs and Cat reported, you know, used a bad word, high watermark, stock got creamed. A lot of other stocks got hit.
We're
going
to have to bleep that out, by the way.
In the last quarter. Sorry. But now we have a month later. The sentiment's a little bit better. I would say it was an okay quarter. Margins were like just okay. They didn't really raise much. A month ago, that would have been awful. But the tone on the call was much more positive. Their order book in ag is getting better. They say they have large tractor demand now. Their order book is full into 2019. That means a lot for margins. Grain prices are a little bit better, you know, so things on the margin are a little bit better, and they clearly sounded a lot more confident.
Well, that's why I wanted to go with you, because I don't know how you can do this, but how many conference calls do you think you've listened to in your career?
Oh my God.
Thousands, right?
Thousands. Thousands.
Do you think that after the Deere executives hung up from the conference call, they all breathed a sigh of relief and they just, you know, said, wow, we got through this. And not only do we get through this, but look at what's happened to the stock just during the conference call. Isn't it a lot to do with the comments that were made?
Yeah. And first of all, people generally have confidence in Deere. I mean, the issues that they've had have been end market driven. People have less confidence with some of the other larger machinery companies. So they get the benefit of the doubt. Secondly, they came across very confident. Look, we have an order book that's telling us 2019 is going to be great. They also said they can't get improved price cost until 2019 because their order book's so good. So that means margins are not going to get a whole lot better in ag for the second half.
And a lot of that was steel, right? Yeah, I mean, they mentioned that you know, steel price increases.
And they can pass it along quicker in construction because they don't have a long order book than they can in ag. People are okay with that. They weren't okay with that with a lot of other companies several weeks ago.
You know, I think it's really interesting to look at Deere and what it does say about the farming industry, especially when you did see the slump in grain prices and then the somewhat of a recovery that we've seen recently as people sort of pare back their plantings. Can you just give us a sense of what kind of forecast they gave on that front?
They did raise grain prices slightly, and commodity prices in general have been better, ag less than the industrials. But yeah, that tone is better. Stocks to use ratios of grain, particularly corn, very important grain, is a little bit better. It's demand largely. Production's a little lower, but it's largely demand is pretty good. The fears of trade issues are lessening after the farmers were quite upset with the risks. But that seems to be, more talk than action, hopefully, for them. So that's gotten a little bit better. And, I think what's happening on the equipment side is they're feeling like things are settling down. You know, income isn't great, but it's not getting worse. And these big guys are starting to replace equipment. And that's the most important factor for Deere is big farmers buying big equipment.
All right. Does that then make it less surprising if in the future we find out that inflation is accelerating because Deere is able to raise prices in order to counter what they describe as higher freight costs, higher input costs?
Yeah. I think that you're seeing it in the supply chain. The costs are going up. They are going to have to pass it through. Demand is strong enough for them to pass it through. You know, these aren't markets that can always get price, but, you know, double-digit demand certainly gives you some flexibility on price. So I would argue, inflation is going to be more of a factor going forward.
This is the key question, I mean, throughout the industry is that we talk about, right, Pam? I mean, this is going to be a really interesting kind of test case to see if they can keep their sales up while passing along the price increases that they face.
That maintains their margins, right?
Yeah.
And then you end up looking at a 10-year at 3.07%. That doesn't look so strange in an environment where you're seeing increased prices for basic machinery.
Yep. And I will say, for a lot of these guys, cattle always say, I will take higher material costs any day because it means more mining. and they make a lot more mining profit on selling more mining equipment than they do get hurt on steel. It's just like a timing issue. But they, hey, if they can sell a lot more mining equipment, it's good.
More mining equipment to dig the ore out of the ground to make the steel that then goes in to make the machines that dig the ore out of the ground. It's a nice circle. Thank you very much for helping us understand it all. Karen Ubelhart, our industrials analyst for Bloomberg Intelligence.